Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to my blog. Communication skills training. Communication is the art of transferring ideas and information from one mind to the next. The intention of your communication varies depending on the context. You may wish to communicate in order to inform some person of a fact, inform some person of an opinion, give an instruction, or demonstrate an emotion, or to inquire about their facts, opinions, and emotions. But whatever your purpose, you only have a limited number of communication channels. Words, tones, body language, numbers, pictures, and music. 1. Words and language. Your proper use of language is fundamental to your ability to communicate. Your use of words falls into two categories, logic and rhetoric. Logic is the method of reason. This means that you're trying to communicate your perceptions by making reference to the observed facts, inductive inference, and deductive reasoning. Rhetoric is the method of politics. This means that you're trying to communicate your perceptions by making reference to things other than the observed facts, inductive inference, and deductive reasoning. Instead, you are appealing to emotions, fear and desire, tribal loyalties and affiliations, political ideologies, religious doctrines, and imagination. Both methods, logical and rhetorical, do work well to influence the minds of others. But the logical method is the one that is more likely to lead to true conclusions and intelligent action. Be wary of the wholly rhetorical speaker who encourages action based mostly on emotions of fear or threat, greed and desire, tribal affiliations, political ideology, religious dogma, and wild imaginations. Voice tones. For best results, use your voice tones in the following ways. Slightly slower delivery to allow your message to sink into the mind of your listener. Slightly louder to imply confidence and to ensure that you can be heard. A variable voice tones, not monotone. All on one level, which is too boring. Slightly deeper tones. Deeper tones imply maturity, not juvenile. Body language. For best results, use your body language in the following ways. Stand straight, don't slouch. Dress in a manner which is likely to induce a positive response in your listener. Smile sufficiently to imply that you've got a sense of humour, but without seeming to be a joke. 4. Numbers. All things that are fully understood are understood because they can be quantified numerically, i.e. objectively. If you cannot measure it, then you cannot understand it. For example, we cannot objectively measure happiness. And so therefore we don't yet understand the nature of happiness. If you want to prove something, then the same principle of objectivity applies. You can convince others by giving them the numbers. Example, you can convince your bank manager only by giving her the financial numbers. Strive to quantify your message by giving the data in numerical form. Pictures. The intellect is impressed by numbers, but we think in pictures too, so use pictures too. This includes graphs and diagrams as well as photos and drawings. Sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words. Music. We think in pictures and words, we understand and conceptualize by using numbers and mathematical formulas, and we feel with music. So if the occasion permits, then consider if or how music might add something valuable to your communication. Summary. Communication is the intelligent weaving of the following 15 elements. 1. Observe facts. 2. Logic. 3. Inductive inference. 4. Deductive reasoning. 5. Emotions of fear and desire. 6. Affiliations and loyalties. 7. Political ideology and religious ideology. 9. Imagination. 10. Voice tones. 11. Body language. 12. Dress. 13. The use of mathematics and number. 14. The use of graphs, diagrams, images, photos and drawings. 15. The occasional use of music. Work with combinations that correspond to your audience, your message, and your goals. Thank you.